Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And right now, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. One of the reasons I think why this ending to the Texans football game was frustrating, in addition to the fact that obviously you've gone 4 weeks without scoring a touchdown in the second half and all those things, was that there were some other teams that, you know, are high atop the NFL, or at least thought of as such, that kind of snuck away at the end of games, and it felt like you could have been in that class, but unfortunately, you weren't. One of those being the San Francisco 49ers getting a 23-20 victory over the Buccaneers with a Jake Moody field goal late. And the reason why that was one of those getting away with it moments is because Jake Moody missed three other field goals
game.
Like
yes,
that,
he did.
Like, just incredible to think that you miss three field goals and then you get one at the end. The big news on this one, Christian McCaffrey back in the game. But Brock Purdy is the one who has a fantastic day, 25-36, 353 yards, rather, and a couple of touchdowns. Juwan Jennings is a guy who is really making a name for himself wide receiver-wise for them. Mm-hmm. He came in, it felt like early on, as kind of like a Brandon Ayuk, I guess, light.
Yeah.
He is finding a lot of success in that offense.
Purdy, every once in a while, you know, he'll have that game. And I shouldn't say every once in a while. He has a lot of them like that. But huge effort right there across the league. And you mentioned, you know, regarding the Texans, and we hadn't even mentioned, just occurred to me as you were talking, like every other team in the division lost. So you could have had like a four game lead.
Yeah, over the Colts
in the division.
Yeah,
and they're still going to win the division. But boy, you talk about that's just another level of not making it happen last night.
Yeah, but I think the comparison to some of the teams elsewhere is the bigger one. Is I think a lot of Texans fans have set their sights on can you compete amongst the best in the AFC? And the best in the AFC by at least by records wise is the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. They remain undefeated by defeating Denver on a blocked 35-yard field goal. And I am in a place where I'm absolutely calling them the getting away with it all-stars.
Well, are they lucky?
Yeah, they are. But I don't think luck has to be like I don't think luck has to be a pejorative. I think a lot of times people look at it and they say, "Oh, well, you're lucky," and as if to like wipe away any like good talent that's in there. I think luck is necessary if you want to become one of the best teams, if you want to win a Super Bowl. Like, we're talking about a single elimination tournament on the backside of this. You need a modicum of luck, especially in a sport that really mangles bodies. You need some health luck and all those types of things, right?
Yeah.
How much health luck would have helped last night if Nico Collins is available to go as opposed to not, right? Like, some luck helps a good amount. And also it helps if you just happen to get a block on a 35-yard field goal that's usually a chippy to give yourself a win versus Denver.
But see, you know, I get that, and I largely agree. You know, there's a lot of luck involved. But boy, when you're that good and you consistently get, you know, these close wins. I mean, what is it, like four or five of their wins?
Well, I take you.
Yeah.
Week one.
That's not luck.
27-20 win over Baltimore, yeah, where Isaiah likely catches what would have been a game-tying touchdown, but his foot was just out of bounds.
Should have worn one white shoe.
That's right. Week two.
It was a size 7.
Should have worn white shoes.
Week two. Yeah. There was a very weird pass interference call, mm-hmm, that continued the final drive and led them to a Harrison Butker game-winning field goal against the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if I missed some other ones, but week 9, mm-hmm, the Bucks kick a field goal instead of a two-point conversion that sends it to overtime, and the Chiefs ultimately win it in overtime. And the Chiefs, so they've had some opportunities to maybe let go of some games and some tight ones, but they find the way to win.
I just feel it's dangerous to say they were lucky. Because they...
What's the danger?
Well, those three you said...
Well, I shouldn't say dangerous.
Those three you said, I don't consider that luck.
Okay. Yeah.
But the one yesterday, that was luck. Yeah. Because I wasn't even watching. I was watching most of it, but I had to do something around that time. So I looked on my phone. I seen it was
like, what?
It was 1 second left. Denver had the ball in field goal territory. I'm like, oh, this is over. This is over. I'm going to look back in a couple minutes. And no more undefeated Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how did they win that game? I'm like, what in the world happened?
Well,
that was luck.
This reminded me of, what was a couple years ago when TCU ultimately went to the national championship game and lost. Mm-hmm. But that season, they did a lot of these getting away with it. And yeah, like, look, man, ultimately,
like Cinderella wins.
Yeah, you get away with it, you get away with it, man. They don't ask you how you got the W, you ultimately get the W, but... This is one of those things about the Chiefs team where I think if you slap a different logo on them and they are not the team that has won three or that is trying to win three championships in 4 years, we talk about it a little bit different.
Yeah.
But hey, man, they've got a great defense and they have Patrick Mahomes, and what else do you want?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they make it happen is my point. Somehow the great teams always get lucky.
Yeah, and that's a scary team too, man. Because if they in it, if they have any chance, they will probably win.
Oh, if they're in the Super Bowl, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like if they got any time left and they got the ball, they will probably win. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
All right. Elsewhere around the NFL, a place where they're not making it happen at all is Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys, where after this game, where they get handled very well by the Eagles. Now, I think at halftime it was 7-6, it was kind of tight, and then this thing opened all the way up. Micah Parsons in his return, I think, he returned after missing a month due to a high ankle sprain. He was asked about Mike McCarthy, right? That is the context by Jory Epstein of Yahoo Sports, asked about kind of like, hey, Mike McCarthy, final year, does that kind of... You know, I don't want to butcher it, but kind of motivate it all or whatever. And Micah said, quote, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. The guys I feel bad for are guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You want to win games and do great things with those types of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. Those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for. Close quote.
He can go wherever he wants.
And what's funny is the part of that first part, I actually understand what he's going for, right?
Yeah, like, me too.
Look, man, yeah, you talking about the coach. Like, all right, man. Yeah. As a coach, you don't got a limited playing time.
He could get a job somewhere else.
Yeah. He could keep kicking it as long as he wants to kick it, right? Bill Belichick out here is still trying to kick it. You saw Pete Carroll doing it for a very long time.
No, I get it.
Right?
But that's a dead man walking right there.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
That's a locker room that is not only has he lost the locker room, that's 53 players, 53 calves.
They know it's
over.
The part that's really nasty about it is the back part where he says you want to win games and do things for those types of legends who have put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Are we doing the thing where we harken back to when Mike McCarthy was in Green Bay getting the massages and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening there?
Yeah. I mean, that is, it's so over. Oh, by the way, Texans' next opponent. Texans next Aaron, opponent.
I don't know if I feel good about that, to be honest.
Oh, but
I'm a little.
They're a mess.
You're that down.
I'm just a little worried, man. I ain't gonna sit here and say, "Yep, we ain't got nothing to worry about."
The Texans.
I'm just a little worried.
The Texans are not what we thought they were, but they're not an absolute bleep show like that. They're not just an absolute mess.
To that point, CeeDee Lamb.
The dog ate his homework.
I guess. You're blaming CeeDee Lamb here?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, CeeDee Lamb drops a pass in the course of this game because AT&T Stadium is situated unlike many stadiums where they actually consider where the sun is and they kind of usually line up the sun with one of the sidelines.
Yeah.
That's an outdoor stadium, but it's an indoor stadium.
But this is on the end.
But on the end, and they have glass windows on the end, so the light shines in during these late afternoon games. And at least once a year, you get somebody who has sun in their eyes and it affects the play. And then everybody goes to Jerry Jones and asks him, why don't you put up the curtains that you actually
Which
have?
He has.
And this time, Jerry Jones, as being the quaint folksy dude that he is, he was like, what do you want me to do, rebuild the stadium?
Look, man, this is all on Jerry Jones. I was just having fun with CeeDee Lamb and the dog eating his homework. He lost the ball directly in the sun. He had no clue it was coming. But here's the thing, and you touched on it. The Cowboys have those blackout curtains. They use them for high school games, college games, and concerts.
Yes.
The reason Jerry Jones doesn't use them for his team's games is because of television. He wants that glass look. He wants that cool stadium vibe and all this other stuff. Well, this is what happens, man. Like, this is what happens when you prioritize, you know, the view on national television and your big toy Jerry World and all this other stuff. He prioritized that over potentially the product on the field. And it's on Jerry.
Well, it's a Monday night game next week, so you're not going to get the benefit or the downside of that kind of sun. But you will get the benefit of an organization that is reeling in the Dallas
Cowboys. A mess.
Yeah, absolute mess. Mind you, they went with Cooper Rush, who's their backup quarterback, one of those guys who's just like, he doesn't mess up, I guess, but he's not somebody that brings something extra. That team is not necessarily situated to get some extra. Trey Lance is on their roster. They traded a fifth-round pick for him. They are not utilizing him. Mike McCarthy did the funniest thing where he brought in Trey Lance for a couple of like zone reads and then put him back on the shelf until later in the game. They are a very unserious franchise.
What do you think the score should be next week?
Oh, the Cowboys are getting run off the field.
Yeah, what do you think it should be?
It should be a
complete assing.
38-10.
Yeah, I was like, it should be in the 30s. Okay. The Texans should score 30-plus points.
If it's not...
we'll get there.
That's the part I'm worried about. I know we'll get there, but that's the part I'm worried about, man. I don't want to be too close to call.
Yeah.
Elsewhere around the NFL announced that it will have 8 international games in the 2025 season.
All right. I would bet anything. I would not bet the house because I need a roof over my head, but I would bet a lot that the Texans are playing an international game next year. Like 100% chance the Texans are playing an international game next year. And you ask why? I'll tell you why. They were going to play one this year. We had reports about the Vikings game. The Texans playing the Vikings in London, I guess, is where it ended up being. But apparently there was a behind-the-scenes compromise. Hey, if we play in the Hall of Fame game, we don't want to go to London. I heard. All right? I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I heard.
All right.
And also, the Texans have not played in Europe since 2019. So, number one, they're due. Number two, they were going to play this year, but there was a wink-wink happening because they played in the Hall of Fame game. And number three, eight games. like eight
there's
games
a lot of them
overseas.
It's a very high chance.
Book your flight now. We don't know where they're going to go, but save your money. The Texans are playing in Europe next year.
That's a stone cold lock. No,
lock it up.
I do stone cold like that Nico Collins
lock
plan.
It up. Well, I didn't do the injury report. That was someone else.
You remember on Friday when I was like, well, he might. And you were like, no, he will. I was trying to help you. I was trying. Oh, speaking of helping, I forgot to add this in with the idea you were talking about that Cowboys game. Texans opened up as 6.5-point favorites.
They should be favored by 16.
Man, don't do that.
I'm kidding.
I'm about to say, I don't think you are.
I feel like you should realize that you're a jinx at this point. So yeah. Let's use that to the benefit. How about you operate?
Okay, raise your hand if you think the Texans should win by less than 10 points. I don't see any hands.
They should.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Stop saying that out loud. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Around the NFL, brought to you by Quick Assist. Coming up next, I do want to talk about a little bit about this. A couple of plays late in this game. There was a Amon-Ra St. Brown first down that kept the chains moving that I think a lot of people were wondering how do you end up with the matchup that you do? And is nobody going to talk about the time that Terrion Arnold should have gotten another pass interference? Let's talk about those next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.